Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And I'm continuing my series on being friends with money. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you in accomplishing the desire of your heart. Consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, let's talk about, this is one where I'm going to tread lightly. I'm going to tiptoe a little bit, but it's something I see a lot with my liberal, spiritual sisters and brothers that I coach. They're not my little sisters and brothers, and I don't coach all of them. But I see it a lot within the liberal, spiritual community. And there is this idea of feeling bad about having more. Maybe you've elevated in your job and you're now making, you know, a six-figure salary. Maybe you invested well and now you have a nice nest egg. Maybe you've made some choices and decisions around property and now you have, you know, you have means, right? I think what I see is they'll let themselves manifest to a point. And then they start to get uncomfortable with, oh my God, now I'm the privileged person I've been making fun of or saying is bad. That's why I say don't villainize rich people, because you don't want anything to get in the way of your forward progression. And so, friends, if you have figured out a way to make money and have more money and feel good about money, and you feel prosperous, and now you feel that you are of the quote-unquote privilege group, don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad. You know, there is more than enough money on this planet. Obviously, through this program, you've learned that there are lots of ways to embrace or not embrace the abundance, right? And there is a process to allowing that abundance into your life. Because you figured out what works for you, don't go into the space of starting to feel bad about all that you were able to accomplish, because you're only getting in the way of moving into higher and higher levels where then you could really, really help, right? You know, when you're making so much money, from that overflow, you can be of greater service. Money can be a tool for good if you decide that it is. But I'm starting to see as people start to, you know, I've got this client that says she always makes money. Every time I work with you, Amy, I always make more money, even if we're not working on money. Yeah, because I don't put any limitations on what you can earn. And so as you move into higher and higher levels, don't feel bad. Embrace it, appreciate it. So just like in a previous podcast, I told you about appreciating those of means, appreciate yourself, appreciate all that you were able to accomplish, because that's not an easy feat, right? And it has nothing to do with how much money is available on our planet. I also see this in my nonprofit sisters and brothers. Don't limit. Yes, you can still serve the planet. And yes, there are always going to be problems. But it's not your job to fix every single problem, and you can't get poor enough to help someone not be poor, right? So in no way am I attempting to be kind of cutthroat with this. I'm talking about the energetics of it all. It's not worth your energy to start thinking that way. If you want to give in a different way, if you want to earn more so that you can give in a different way or be of greater service, do so. Or, you know, just do what you're doing and you raise the vibration of the planet. When there's one less person suffering around money, the world becomes a much better place energetically. So stay rooted in your game. I think it's the most weird form of self-sabotage that I've consistently seen psychically. It's like a pattern. Not to make blanket judgments, but I've seen it consistently. Clients of all age groups, all ethnicities, when they hit a certain point, they start to make themselves the enemy. So just stop making anybody the enemy and keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. If you want to help the planet from that place, decide. Also, I'll tie this in there. You're not obligated to give all your money away, right? You're not obligated to donate more than you want to donate. You're not obligated to donate at all, right? Right? Your job is to take care of yourself. And if you're doing that from the most soulful place within you, honestly, you're going to know to give. It's just going to be inherent in you. It's going to feel, it's going to be a part of your success to give, right? So you don't have to force yourself to give, or I need to be given more. No, like, don't force yourself to do anything. Don't judge yourself into doing anything. Don't shame yourself into doing anything. Don't guilt yourself into doing anything, particularly around money. So don't feel bad for having more. Don't feel bad for having more. And never feel bad about your privilege. Never. Because we all get to do it our own way. It just looks differently for other people. That's fine. Stay rooted and grounded in you. Because my spirit guides are jumping in and they're reminding me that it does put you in a state of judging someone else. So even if you think you are helping, you're still judging that person as, oh, woe is them, right? And nobody needs that. Nobody wants you projecting that onto them. Stay rooted in who you are and let people do them. Because if we stop feeling bad, because it's a feeling, right, for anyone, and which is so arrogant into itself, like projecting that onto another human being, it's an energy. It does hold them back. Right? So if you want to be of greatest service to people, given the way that feels right and true to you, continue to grow and expand. And as you're inspired to give, give. If you're not inspired to give in a certain way, don't feel bad about it. You don't have to do any of this, but you can raise the vibration of the planet by being good at being you, right? Because if you're good at being you, you're not harming anyone. Okay, you do no harm in that. So as you advance, as you grow, as you get better and better at earning money, having money, investing money, spending money, managing your debt, don't feel bad about it at all. And don't feel you need to give it all away or give more than you want to. That doesn't serve us well. You start to... What it is, I think what it is, it's funny. It's like, here it is. I see a high earner start to act like a broke person again out of guilt of having, but they just did all this work so they could have, right? And it didn't play that game. You don't have to do it. Just be grateful. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. So instead, just be grateful for all that you have. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. All right. That's my show on that. It is a pattern I've seen consistently. Feel good. There was a you that wanted to be where you're at, and you deserve to be there. And praise that you that worked to get to where you're at. And feeling bad is kind of a smack in the face to that version of you that worked really hard. And when I say work really hard, meaning they decide that part of you decided to focus. The previous you decided to focus so that you could have the privileges you now have. Praise them. Praise yourself. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you in being the best version of yourself, however way that you define that. And information of my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey. They're awesome. And it's always amazing what spirit brings forward. And it's great to be able to do them. All right, my loves. See you on the next podcast. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.